Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a terrific idea. Today and every day. And you can do that the expedient way, my favorite way, which is just to pick up your little phone, whether it's landline or I guess you're going to have a hands-free one. Although if you're in the car, I don't want you to call me, all right? I'd rather not have the call than have you put yourself in danger. And we know that even talking on the phone is really a dangerous thing to do because it's distracting. So I don't want you to call me in the car unless you can pull over. If you can pull over, that's okay. And if you want to, you can call. And then Manny will tell you about how long it's likely to be or whether you're next. And then you can pull over to the side of the road. But the idea of you talking with me while you're driving just scares the living daylights out of me. So I don't want you to sacrifice your safety to call. All right, that just seems counterproductive to everything, including the sort of mission statement of the program, which is to make your life better and safer and saner, not, oh, listen, they can hit somebody in their car. Not a good idea. All right, so the best way to get in touch with me is just to dial the phone. Punch the phone. I don't know, because we don't dial anything anymore. We haven't dialed for a long time, right? Because most phones were push buttons. But saying, push your phone doesn't sound right. Smack your phone.
Punch in the numbers.
Punch in the numbers. Sounds a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And how about if we just say, call me?
That works.
And remember in the old days when you used to make the symbol for call and you just take your thumb and your pinky finger and fold the other ones around and you put it up to your ear?
I think that some people still use that little.
I think it does, but it really doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Of course, sort of holding your entire fist up to your mouth is not all that attractive. Call me, right? Or even to your ear. It makes you look like you have an earache or someone's bit off your ear or something. I don't know. We need a whole new language, but we're not going to make it abbreviations, and we have a whole bunch of phrases that we're not going to use. Have you noticed that since we started our irritating phrase kind of thing that you're hearing them everywhere? Have you noticed that? It raises your awareness.
Right, exactly.
So you're even more irritated, which is what I talked about on Doug's show this morning. Every Thursday I get up really early for reasons that still elude me. And it used to be an hour later. I talked to them. When we started, it was at this time. And then I said, guys, let's do an hour later. And that was great. But now they went back. They now do hog futures or something, the hour I was on. No comments. Thank you very much. And so I have to get up early. And they were teasing me because I'm giving a talk. I'm on a panel next week in New York. I think the details may be on my website, so you can go and check it there. It's at Bergen County Community College at the Ciccone Room, which is kind of interesting. But it's at 7 o'clock in the morning. And Doug was saying, how you could do that? And I said, yeah, zombie girl. I am not a morning person. So the idea was that maybe we just stay up all night. I don't know. Probably not. Not a very good idea, especially if you're supposed to be on a panel. All right. So, today he wanted to talk about stress, which is like yawn, right? We've already done that like 40,000 times. But so I have to figure out. He could come up with sort of old questions, but I have to come up with new answers, right? And I said, well, the whole thing about stress in our lives. I'm one of those kind of people. If I get bored, if there's nothing going on in my life, it's very stressful for me. That's when I kind of begin freaking out. So the issue about stress, number one, is going to vary from person to person. What's stressful for you may be, mother's milk for somebody else. So that's number one. Number two, at different times in your life, different things might stress you. And even from day to day. So the first thing about stress is to identify specifically what the issue is and saying, oh, dude, I'm really stressed, is not the least bit helpful because it doesn't give you any idea about what to do. So the first thing to do is to just identify the particulars, because once you've identified the particulars, then you have options. You can get rid of it. You can ratchet it down a bit. You can change your situation. You can change your perspective. But basically, I think all of us for our entire adult lives and maybe part of our adolescence as well are really trying to balance the issues of stress and those of of comfort zone, of boredom, of doing the same thing over and over again. Now, obviously, the advantage of doing something over and over again is that it's familiar, and presumably you're good at it, or you wouldn't do it over and over again unless you were really masochistic, which hopefully you are not. And if you are, 855-99-DR-JOY. That if something's not working, that you're going to figure out a way to change it because it's too uncomfortable not to. So on the one hand, we need areas of our lives that are safe places to stand, that feel good, that we are reliably competent and confident about. But on the other hand, in order to have some excitement in our life, we need to do things that we're not confident or competent about. And that can feel uncomfortable. But that's also learning. And when you go to the gym, for example, and you don't keep using the same weights over and over again, right? You increase the weights or you increase the reps because what you're trying to do is change your body a little bit. It'll either make it a better fat-burning mechanism or grow some muscles or whatever. And you can't do that. You can't change something unless you change something. And that change, by definition, is going to cause some discomfort because it's unfamiliar. And unfamiliar, by definition, means you don't know how to do it. So that's kind of the challenge and the balance in all of our lives. And there are going to be times where we really long for the comfort of what we can do and what we can do well. And that's fine. And there are going to be times where we really long for some challenges. And people do some incredibly stupid things in the latter category of looking for a challenge, of drugs or high-risk behavior or gambling or infidelity. And there are all sorts of really stupid behaviors that you could look at and destructive behaviors that at heart are really a search for something new. So what we need to do is figure that out about our own personality and our own self and figure out appropriate and helpful and useful and meaningful ways of balancing those two. And it's not a one-shot deal. It's not something that we do once and then it's done forever because we're going to change. Circumstances are going to change. I mean, for me, one of the terrifying things is thinking that you're the same person you were 15 years ago or 10 years ago. What have you been doing for the last 10 or 15 years if you're exactly the same person? And I'm not talking about your face. I'm not talking about how you look or your weight. I'm talking about your behavior, yourself, your ego, your ability to think things through. Hopefully that experience and time makes us wiser and better at what we do and more sensitive and more caring, all those kind of good things. All right, so if you need some help about finding that balance, because, again, it's going to change and it's going to be different for different people, but that stress in and of itself just means overtaxing the system. So the fact is, every once in a while, you really need and want to overtax the system, especially on a happy shower with a friend day. Now, many finds that offensive, but that's because he wasn't evacuated during Sandy. You know, I carried a shower cap around for another 3 months after that. I had no hot water or heat or electricity for 30 days, and I carried a shower cap around, and if I felt anybody like, can I come take a shower at your house?
Let me go on record as saying I don't find it.
You said hum. Well, you said huh.
It's just kind of a shocking. It's a shocking name of a national day.
It did get your attention.
Yeah.
But as I said, you didn't live through Sandy because,
very,
you know,
true.
I thought of myself as the last person in the world. I should say that, but it's really not true. I worked on archaeology digs when I was in college, the first couple of years in college. And you showered with friends. Now, you showered in your bathing suit with friends, usually. But, man, you got guys would give you great shampoos. I mean, I think part of it was we were just adolescent crazies. But part of it was there was just no water.
Mm-hmm.
And so you showered with a friend and didn't think twice about it. I mean, you were in bathing suits, though. But, and you also, there was never a river that you didn't take some soap to, you know, because it was, you know, you were doing hard physical labor in the sun, and there was not very much water available. Water was really kind of a limited quality. And on a similar note, see, I think all this has to do with water. It's National Weather Person Day, so these are my bailiwick. That's because I'm the anti-weather person, and I've been known to shower with friends during storms. 855-99-DR-JOY. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's my phone number. Mike called, and I'm hoping that there's nothing. Look, if somehow, let me just say this in general. If you call and Manny says, hi, you're on the air, says you'll be next, whatever, and then the line dumps off, somehow you get hung up on, call back, because it's not us being a critic. It's somehow the line, because we've had that happen a lot the last couple of days. So just call us back. It's not personal, honestly. Today, especially if you're stuck at home, is a good day for Day in History. It's a very international day. In 1778, on this day, South Carolina became the second state to ratify the Articles of Confederation. You know, the Civil War is really one of those really upsetting topics. I don't know. I think you and I have talked before that you've not been to Gettysburg, right?
No, I haven't. No.
You should go. Okay. It's really, everybody should go. There's certain things on the bucket list for everybody in the United States, okay? I mean, the rest of the world, fine, but everybody in the United States. Everybody should go to Gettysburg. Everybody should go to D.C., and especially the Ford Museum. I mean, there are lots of things to do in D.C., but it's, as an American, it's just, I mean, it'll make your heart beat fast. No matter what your politics, no matter what your stance on any particular anything, go to D.C., okay? And go. Most of the museums are free. The Ford Museum is. Also, you can go to the Spy Museum, which is great fun. But, I mean, so, number one, Gettysburg. Number two, D.C. Number three, you should go to a shuttle launch. There, it's just an amazing experience and something not to be missed. Grand Canyon, I think, should be on the list. You know what we should do? We should ask people what their geographical bucket list is. That'd be kind of a fun thing to do.
Okay.
Things that they shouldn't miss and why. You can't just have a list, okay? It has to tell me why. So, Grand Canyon. You know, especially if you live in, like, you need to get to one of the oceans. And, you know, I love both the oceans. I've lived much more on the East Coast than I have on the West Coast. But I grew up in the mountains. And yeah, I think Pikes Peak is great. And I love the Rockies. And the mountains are great. But it's not, for me, it's the ocean. When I have a choice of where to live, I live near the water. And I have had a choice of where to live, more or less, since basically graduating from college. And even then, I lived kind of on the Gulf of Mexico. So, well, Galveston wasn't very far away. Houston. Smell of freshly killed money. So, not mine, but so those are some of the things that you really should do. But, all right, so, and the Civil War is just, you know, it's an amazing gut experience, I think, because, you know, we're so aware of other countries' civil wars these days because we get involved in them. But our own Civil War, it was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. All right, so Gettysburg. South Carolina, second state to ratify Articles of Confederation. In 1852, the Hermitage in Petersburg, one of the largest and oldest museums in the world, opened to the public. And that's certainly something I would say on an international bucket list. It's an amazing place. You should certainly go to the Louvre. But to be quite honest, the Hermitage makes the Louvre look like a shack. I mean, it's just, it makes you understand, again, on a gut level, what the Russian Revolution was all about. Because it had been the palace, right? Been part of the palace. And the Winter Palace. And it just makes you understand why, when one group has so much and the other is starving, that what happens. Panama Canal Treaty was signed in 1900 today. The Constitution of Mexico was adopted today. Today's a big deal. I'm not sure. It's an international day. Who knew? The Congress in 1917 passed the Immigration Act of 1917, even though President Woodrow Wilson vetoed it. It's also known as the Asiatic Barred Zone Act. It forbade immigration from nearly all of South and Southeast Asia. Not our finest moment,
right,
but certainly consistent with the United States policy toward immigration, which is really interesting because what it was day before yesterday or 2 days ago where the largest Chinese population had come for the gold rush.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're a little ambivalent, aren't we?
Yeah.
Let's see. Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith launched United Artists because they were. And FDR proposed a plan to enlarge the Supreme Court of the United States. And very, very appropriately, today in 1971, astronauts landed on the moon in the Apollo 14 mission.
Pretty cool.
So there you go.
Yeah,
it's really, I mean, it really is truly an international day. All right, so let's put up what people want to do on their bucket list, too, either nationally or internationally. Let's just do geography to begin with, and then we can do other things. I was at the theater. I'm catching up on theater because I was a little bit behind on it. And there were these people. Tourists talk loud. I guess because I don't know why they talk loud. I guess because they're not used to the fact that, an awful lot of people around, and if all of us talked at that level, it would be a cacophony. I don't think New Yorkers talk particularly loud. Partially, I guess we don't want anybody to know our business. or maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're just larger groups. I don't know exactly why, but that's the phenomenon. And so it's impossible not to hear what's going on. Maybe that's like 14-year-old girls who are saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. Maybe that's it. And they're all wearing plaid. What can I tell you? That's how you can tell that they're tourists. But they were talking about going to Peter Luger's in Brooklyn. And they were saying that, and somebody said, what's Peter Luger's? And for those of you who don't know, it's a very well-known steakhouse. And one of them was saying, we should go there. And they said, why? And they said, well, because it's on John's bucket list. Well, apparently John was none of the people there. They said, well, why are we going to his bucket list? Which is a perfectly good question. You know, that one person's bucket list may have nothing to do with another. So there you go. So I suppose my bucket list may not have much to do with you. But those four things, Grand Canyon, D.C., a launch, and Gettysburg. I would argue that everybody should go to those. There are probably other ones, and the oceans. Mountains are not bad. And there's certainly wonderful things to see in many cities. And if you go to a city, if you're living in your own city, becoming a tourist, I'm a tour guide for everybody who comes here because I love this city. Every city I've ever lived in, I'm one of those people who go and find the obscure museum and take people to it. Mm-hmm. There's a subway museum in New York. There's a skyscraper museum. There's a tenement museum. So you literally go into a tenement house. I've been to Anne Frank's. I've been in Amsterdam to that. I'm a tourist. I mean, I really like going and seeing what everybody talks about. And then I'll do something like go to a local grocery store or the local department store and sort of or to a soccer game. And so I sort of get a little bit about why that place is famous, and then sort of dealing with the people on a day-to-day basis, which is. I start burbling in French whenever I'm in a foreign country, because that's my default foreign language, which is, it works okay in France. It doesn't work all that well in other countries, because my English is significantly better than my French, and instead of burbling in a foreign language, it's not the language of the country you're in. I suppose I'm acting like a tourist, and I'm probably talking too loud, but I'm never wearing plaid. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm Joy. I love your show.
Thank you.
Just want to say, I got relationship troubles. Seems like I have started out with friendships, and then, I don't know, it seems like there's always something that goes on, and I'm at all, I don't know, you know, I don't want to be that way, but it seems like it just happens.
All right, John, tell me how old you are.
I am 48.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
I am married.
You are married. So when you're talking about relationships, you're not talking about dating?
No, I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about work relationships with people I work with.
Okay, good.
And actually some relatives that are not really, you know,
All right, well, let's start. Which would you rather start with, the relatives or the work?
Actually, one relative. Now, he's not a relative yet, but he's dating my brother's daughter.
Okay, so he would be your niece's fiancé at some point?
Right.
Okay.
If things work out.
Oh, okay, how long have they been dating?
Oh, they've been dating for quite a while. I don't know him that well.
John,
a little bit of time. I'll let you ask the questions. How about
that? But then you got to answer them, baby cakes. When I say how long have they been dating, quite a while doesn't tell me very much.
I'd say on and off, but I think it's been like 3 years altogether.
3 years. Okay. How old is your niece?
She's in her mid-20s.
Okay. What's the problem with him from your point of view?
Well, I think he's a little rambunctious. He's a little presumptuous.
All right. Give me an example of rambunctiosity, of him being rambunctious and presumptuous. Give me an example of behavior.
He needs to grow up.
John,
yeah.
You can't give me terms like that because they don't mean anything. You have to say, what specifically does he do that you think is immature?
Well, he, I can't really say. What if he's listening?
Well, if he's listening, he's listening. I was going to say, maybe that's the way to help him sort of have a different perspective on his behavior. So
yeah.
You're not going to tell me anything that's not true. You're not going to tell me anything that's slanderous. You haven't mentioned his name. What is he specifically doing?
Well, I'll tell you, we have an interest in hobbies. We like to fish. And
okay.
I have a place over in my place, so he likes to come, and he's always coming over and fishing.
Okay.
I think he comes over too much, and I confront him about it, and it's been a kind of a problem in our relationship.
Okay, fair enough. Did he? I got it exactly. How often is he coming over?
Well, he doesn't anymore. That's the thing. You know, at first he was coming over, he was over there, daily.
Wow.
And
he would
and
just
said,
invite himself over?
Well, he asked me if he could, and I said, sure. At first I said, yeah, he can come over. I didn't realize he was going to come over as much as he did.
Okay,
and
so how did you stop him from coming over?
Well, I did was, don't you like to go to other places and fish as well? And he looked at me and said, you don't want me fishing here. And I said, well, I don't want you fishing here. And I didn't really say anything. And maybe I should have. But
yeah.
He took from that that was the case.
Okay, let's focus exactly this point, because this may be the issue. John, if I'm doing something you don't like me to do, you can't be passive aggressive about it. You can't say, gee, Joy, don't you have someplace else you want to be? Because all that's going to do is hurt my feelings. You're much better off, and I'm much better off to say, Joy, I really like having you over here every once in a while, but when you're over here, I sort of feel like I have to entertain you. And I know you're going to tell me I don't have to, but how about if we agreed that you came over on Fridays, because then I can really look forward to it, and I can, I'll make sandwiches, so why don't we plan on having you over here on Fridays? And that's going to feel a whole different, it's going to feel very different to me. Now, on some level, I'm smart enough to understand that what you're saying is, Joy, 6 days a week is too many, but you're not really hurting my feelings. You're telling me that it's your feelings because you feel that you have to be a host or whatever, and therefore, but you still want me to come over, and you're willing to not only have me come over, but you're willing to make a fuss over me when I do come over. So that's going to feel very different, as opposed to the other, which is, all you've done is really kind of hurt my feelings without giving me anything to hang on to, and it sort of makes it my responsibility without you sort of manning up and saying it's too much. So, and if that's what you're doing in other relationships, what you're going to do is have people furious at you because you're hurting their feelings, as opposed to just saying, listen, I really like having you over, but when you come over, I feel like I have to, have to do something about it. Occasionally, I like being by myself. How about if we had a deal that you came over on Fridays, and if Fridays don't work for you, let's make it Wednesdays, and I'll provide lunch. And that's going to make me feel completely different about you, about the experience. I'm not only not going to go away, I'm not going to go away mad, and when I do come over, I'll probably bring the beer.
Oh, you might have something there, Joy.
Jeez, I hope so. All right, so let's look at the work relationships, because my guess is you're doing exactly the same thing. All right, lay it on me.
The issue at work isn't really work-related, but it's like after work.
Okay.
We help each other out.
Okay.
And I think my problem is I promise things and then I don't follow through.
Okay.
But I don't think I do a whole lot. Right now we're at odds right now.
Okay. What did you promise that you didn't follow through?
Well, he was coming over to my place and helping.
Okay.
And I was going to give him See, I work in a different division, you see.
Okay.
And we're afforded some privileges. And I said, oh, I've got some over here for you if you want to, you know, if you want some of this. And it's actually material.
Okay.
That we've had that it gets thrown away, but there is value in it. So, I promised that I would take him over to go get it. It's a little drive, you know, to get it. And I called him and I said, let's go. And then that night it just got late and late and late, and I just forgot all about it. I see it was my fault. Okay. But it's not like that it never happened other way either.
John, like I hear. All right. How long ago did all this come down?
Well, actually about a week ago.
Okay. Have you taken care of it since? Have you gone over and gotten the stuff or called him up and said, let's go pick it up?
I'm attempting to, and actually today I want to do it.
Okay. All right. John, let me give you my take on this, all right, because I do think that they do overlap. You, like all of us, want to be a good guy, all right? Because all of us do. All of us want to have other people to like us. We want to be able to look in the mirror and smile at that dude in the mirror and say, good job. But sometimes we have to find that line between being a good guy and being a doormat. So we have to be very careful that if we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it, which means that sometimes we have to sort of take a deep breath and say, let me get back to you on this, because it's much better to say to somebody, let me get back to you on this, yeah, and take the moment and think about it, than to just say, yeah, I'll do it, and then let them down. Because if you say yes when you meant maybe or no, you will hurt their feelings, and they will be angry with you, and they will feel that you're a liar. And none of us want to be a liar. So just take, and it's a similar thing with your niece's boyfriend, that you were being the good guy, but you didn't think it through. So next time, when he says, gee, I'd love to come fishing with you, instead of saying, okay, fine, anytime you want, just say, great, let me get back to you on this. I'll give you a date. Because then you have some time to think about what you're really offering and making sure that it's very specific and meet your needs as well as somebody else's. Because it doesn't do any good to be a good guy at the beginning and then a bad guy after the fact, because people will be much madder at you than if you're a little bit aloof up front and then you sort of back off. Because then they'll view themselves as you got to know them better and like them better. So I think that the trick here is to understand that you, like all of us, want people to like you, but just be a little more careful and a little more aware of what you're really offering and be specific about it, and don't offer till you're ready to do it, and then be, again, specific about it, which means saying to somebody, I'd love to, let me get back to you tomorrow. And you can do that across the board. When someone says, do you want to go out for dinner tomorrow? If someone says, do you want to go fishing? If somebody says, can you help me out? If someone says, I'm having a birthday party? If someone says, you know, my toilet's backed up? Anything. All you have to do is say, gee, would really love to help. Let me get back to you tomorrow. And then think about what you really want to do. Okay?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Joy.
I love hitting nails on heads, all righty? Because, look, you're a good guy. You just have to be a little more careful that you don't promise things you can't do.
I think you're right.
All righty?
Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. Send me the bill.
Yeah, see, now, John, you said that. Wait till you see the bill. It's going to be unbelievable. All right, baby cakes. I'm glad we talked. Yeah, you notice he's not giving me his address. You did notice that about sending him the bill. Anyway, but I think the point is very well taken, that, you know, just as I was talking about before, that we have to balance the stress in our life, the unfamiliar, the that which challenges us and that which comforts us. We have to find the balance between wanting to be a good person and help people and not feeling like we're being used. And that really requires a little bit of thought. So just say, let me get back to you on this. Let me get back to you. You get back to me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call. We have another couple of hours together. When my call is last week, said, okay, I promise I'm not calling the last 2 minutes. Don't do that. Manny will yell at you.
I'm not going
to
yell at
you. No, Manny doesn't
that
yell.
Up to you.
He's not a yeller.
I'm going to put that
I don't
on
yell.
You.
Thank you. So I get to be the bad guy. Thank you so much for that, Manny. All right, let's do an email. That way you can be the good guy because you're reading it, and I can be the good guy because I'm answering it.
All right, let's get to an email from Sandra. Sandra says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. My 88-year-old father and I go to movies every Sunday afternoon.
Well, bless your little heart.
It is one of the few activities he can still enjoy due to his deteriorating health. Now, we always get to the theater very early because it takes quite a bit of time getting him into a seat. Now, my problem is 50 Shades of Grey will be coming out in a week or two, and I know my dad will want to see it."
Will not want to see it.
No, she says, "I know my dad will want to see it."
Okay.
But I think I will feel too uncomfortable watching a steamy movie sitting right next to my dad. I am the only person that goes to the movies with him. What can I do? I know this sounds silly. Love your program."
Well, I'm seeing the movie next week, so I can review it for you and tell you. I mean, first of all, if you read the book is stupid. I mean, it's really stupid. If you live in New York, what I would encourage you to do is go see 50 Shades of Grey, the musical, which is the silliest, funniest thing you've ever seen. For those of you who don't know what 50 Shades of Grey is, first of all, you're probably male. And you may have... It was a runaway bestseller. It was written by, I think it was a Brit. And it's about bondage and how sexy bondage is. For those of you who are into it, don't count me in that category. And I mean, the book was sort of passed around, and it was kind of the Peyton Place, I guess, of its generation. And it's now being made into a movie, which is opening next week. I think it's opening the day before Valentine's Day.
Fitting.
Pardon?
I said fitting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have to remember Silence of the Lambs opened on Valentine's Day a couple of years ago. So, and there's another one. The Last 5 Years is opening on Valentine's Day weekend as well, which is Anna Kendrick and Breakup Story. So it'll break your heart. At any rate, I digress. 50 Shades of Grey. But the musical is a little off-Broadway production. The idea is that it's a very wealthy man, Mr. Gray, we'll see you now, who's interviewed accidentally by a college girl because her roommate can't go, and he decides that he is so taken by her innocence. I mean, it's a bodice ripper, right? But it's a bodice ripper for the texting generation. So in the musical, which is not the movie that's coming out next week, which I assume will have no sense of humor, because the book certainly had no sense of humor. Mr. Gray is played by the most adorable, overweight Asian man who has this great gut. And he just, within like 3 minutes, you're just in love with him. And at one point, again, the movie is about bondage. And so it brings out his little treasure chest of goodies, and it's all covered with fake fur. Orange fake fur. If you look over in the far left-hand corner, there's a Tickle Me Elmo doll. I mean, that's the mentality and the satirical, hilarious nature of the musical. I suspect that the movie will have none of that. But what do you do about sitting next to your dad at a, you know, kind of sleazy movie? And I'll tell you what, I think, first of all, you can look straight ahead. Second of all, it may be a great opportunity, my dear, to see if one of his, you know, either male friends or female friends would like, especially female friends, would like to come with you, and you can install them between you and your dad. And I know it sounds like that's not really much of a solution, but it is a solution to have somebody that you're not sitting next to. I actually did this one. I went to see, what was it? Remembrance of Things Past, the Proust one, on a first date with somebody, which is a very sexy movie. And, you know, just sort of kept my eyes straight ahead. But it's the physical proximity when you're dealing with highly sexually charged stuff on the screen. So I would just get somebody to go along to the movies with you. And I know that sounds like a trivial solution, but I think it may actually work. And you can just make sure that they're sitting. You can go get the popcorn and put your dad on the aisle, and then put the person either, it could be a friend of yours. It could be certainly a friend of his. Is not a bad opportunity for him to have a little bit more of a social life. And just plunk them between the two of you, and it will really help. And you can buy the popcorn. Yeah, I don't have high hopes for the movies just because I thought the book was so just plain stupid. I mean, it was supposed to be softcore porn, and I didn't think it was sexy or pornographic. I just thought it was stupid. But do go see, if you ever get to New York, the 50 Shades of Grey, the musical. Right. So so that's what I would do. I would put somebody between the two of you. But it is an issue of, you know, I get asked a lot. I get asked a lot from the other generation, from parents saying, you know, what do I do about my kids on this movie? And ordinarily, I'd say you could sit in another row. But with your dad, I think you just don't want to abandon him. And you may say to him, Dad, you know, this is kind of supposed to be a sexy movie. You know, would you like to, you know, would you like to invite somebody or I mean, you could do whatever you want. Are you going to feel okay about me sitting next to you? You can ask him. My guess is he'll probably think it's silly. And again, I don't know if you've read the book. The book may prepare you for the fact that that it's a little silly, but I just think having someone sitting in the seat between the two of you will help enormously. You know, it's probably the first question I've ever got asked of, what do I do about taking my dad to a softcore porn movie? Wait till it comes out on video? I don't think that's going to be any easier. But that's basically what I would do. And as I said, I'll review the movie for it. I think Chris Hemsworth was up for that, and he turned it down. It was a big scandal.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think I'm trying to remember what he said, why he said he wasn't doing it. It was clearly some bogus kind of thing of, I think he was, what, the sexiest man alive this year or something? And I think he just decided that it was going to typecast him. It's not like it's actually hurt his career. I mean, he's doing very well right now. And I will review that for you next week, as I said. It's a strange time of year for movies. As you'd think with Valentine's Day coming up, that there would be a lot of romantic movies coming out. And I guess this is the one that's considered the big Valentine movie. But I suspect, well, it'd be interesting to see whether or not people go see it. Valentine's Day weekend is not traditionally a heavy weekend for movies. People go out for dinner and do romantic stuff and not necessarily movies. I'm trying to remember when Valentine's Day, there was a romantic movie, and a friend of mine, and I decided that we would take each other to the movie. I think it was one that he's a fellow movie critic, and I think we hadn't seen it, or maybe they didn't screen it, and so we went to Shake Shack and then went to the movies together. It was actually kind of fun, but I'm trying to remember if there were a lot of people there, and I think there weren't. I think we decided that it might be a very popular time for movies, and it actually wasn't. So 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Well, probably not everything you need to know, but some of what you need to know at least about the movie, about Not 50 Shades of Grey. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Or markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.